Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour two. Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, a big night tonight. Hey, the WNBA draft owning the night. Caitlin Clark going number one overall. And I know we're going to all the SNL. I got a fever. And the only prescription is right. Okay. Going number one overall.
Can you get walking Indiana back fever. To do it?
Yeah. And, you know, look, and I love that she was on SNL this weekend, the whole deal with Michael Che, all the old women's sports stories that he did. It was kind of fun, you know, seeing her there. And look, like I said, for everybody who says, oh, Caitlin Clark is not good, Caitlin Clark's already a thing. Nobody is this big a star and then just disappears. Like, for everybody who thinks, oh, yeah, no, well, it's different now. She's in the WNBA. It's not college. Do you really think she's just going to disappear? You really think that's what's going to happen? That suddenly we're not going to pay attention to Caitlin Clark anymore? People, you're insane. She's going to take the WNBA to a whole new level. And I'll give you this. If she can continue on and her and Angel Reese can have a rivalry in the WNBA, kind of like they had in college, boy, oof, you talk about Magic and Larry. I mean, this would be something. Now, it's going to take a lot because the thing with Angel Reese is that on the floor, she's kind of a tweener. You know, great defensively, great rebounder, a lot of energy, big leader. Everybody says those great things. But with the bigger players in the WNBA, she doesn't really have an outside game. I mean, look, a couple of times I try to give her the ball at the end of a game, go make a shot and win. Yeah, that's not her strength. So that's going to be a big thing. What kind of offensive game is she going to have? So she may wind up more of a Draymond Green in the WNBA. She can work on her shooting a little bit, but you know, I don't know that she's going to be some of the, you know, a 25 and 15 double-double machine, but she may be more of a Draymond, which would be great, right? If Caitlin Clark is Steph and Angel Reese is Draymond Green, I think that's pretty cool. But if they can have a rivalry and that rivalry can go, watch out, man, because the NBA doesn't have anything like that right now. And that would, the WNBA would have a built-in rivalry like that, which would be so huge.
Well, the other thing is now, Jason, you've got a lot more people with vested interests in the league and its growth and its continued expansion and success. WNBA, you know, I'm not going to be the downer and just say, well, it's always just been supported by the NBA. But financially, there it is. Now it's trying to figure out next level, right? We talk a lot about the salary, and what people would get very offended when folks would say, well, maybe it could be worth for Caitlin Clark to stay at Iowa and try to do some of the math. And I, as you know, like you talking with Todd Furman, our buddy on Twitter earlier about the Mets and Jets and everything else, it gets to be fuzzy math. You know, the Jets and their new uniforms being worth 4 points might be a little bit of an overstatement. But, you know, we'll evaluate that a little later in the week when we talk to Todd. But, you know, where you have so many people now invested, the television networks invested in a different way than they've ever been. And the league has had a lot of great players, right? One of the things Clark did and the writers and whatever list she gave them went and kind of paid tribute to all those who came before, something that, you know, there's been a lot of anger in this part of things of, hey, why is she getting all the attention? We didn't. Well, it's a new day. Right, add TikTok videos. My daughters, who, let's face it, sports is the enemy. Maybe Zoe doesn't have the same relationship in your world. My daughter loves to play soccer. Has only started liking to watch it the last couple of years. Everything else has been, well, it took dad away and time away, so there's a little bit of a fight. Well, now, they were interested, and they were asking questions about these players because of the super cuts of videos they're seeing or little things about, hey, were they really fighting? It's like, well, let me explain how that flowed. You know, those kind of things with Angel Reese and Clark and everything from the past. And now you go to this next level, and yeah, there's a lot of interest. You mentioned the Fanatics sellout. Team Reese with Cardoso from South Carolina, so maybe Chicago can rebuild on the fly. Doesn't hurt that Angel Reese goes to a big city there, too. So all big things. Yeah, Caitlin Clark, get used to her. She ain't going anywhere.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. So with the WNBA pointing up, telling you, she's going to have a Magic and Larry-like type effect on the league and relative to the WNBA. Just watch. A sport going in the other direction, no, is golf. Why? Because they don't have stars. Right, we just watched the Masters this weekend, and Scottie Scheffler wins, and he's one of the best golfers on the planet, and he's become so dominant. He's now the overwhelming favorite for the next major, and he's terrific. But golf has gotten to a point, and it kind of makes sense, that it's now officially back to where it was pre-Tiger Woods, which makes sense, but it's also really bad. Because golf just doesn't when Tiger had his ascension, the sport did well. Right? Tiger did something to golf that we had never seen before. Almost, hey, kind of like what Caitlin Clark's going to do for the WNBA. Yeah, that's kind of what Tiger did for golf. Golf was a big niche sport, and it had big stars as it pertained to golf. Greg Norman and Nick Faldo and Nick Price and Lee Jansen. And you watch guys winning majors like Ernie Els won a couple of majors. You know, golf was fine. And then Tiger Woods showed up, and suddenly everything was better. And the purses were better. The purses were bigger. Golf was better than it ever was. And golf needed some time. Okay, now how do we continue to ride this and get to the post-Tiger Woods era? And as you saw this weekend, golf never has. Right, the Masters was so relevant Thursday and Friday when Tiger was playing. Like ESPN said, hey, we have great ratings here on Thursday and Friday. Yeah, now we're waiting for Saturday and Sunday when Tiger had his worst two rounds ever as a pro. Golf has never been able to find a way to capitalize on Tiger Woods. So now they are back to where they were before, which is in even a worse place because now the tour is blown up and LIV Golf took so many of the stars. And now there's rumors Rory McIlroy could wind up joining LIV Golf. And they're trying to figure out a way to keep this sport going. And golf has gone back. They've gone backwards 25 years. And why golf is in a worse place is because now there are so many more things that are competing for your entertainment and sports dollar. And golf simply isn't going to be up there. If Tiger Woods isn't playing, nobody's going to care. No one's going to care about Bryson DeChambeau and if he's going to play. And if no one is. And golf is going to be back to being that niche sport that it was before before Tiger came. I mean, think about this. You're going back to what it was like in 1995. That's what golf was. But four times a year, certain times a year, hey, when golf had a major or an important tournament, yeah, we paid attention to it. It was a big deal. It was always the U.S. Open, made the four majors, always a big deal. Tiger made everything matter, made everything with golf matter. And now we're back to before Tiger, but now that there's so many more things competing for your money and the fact that the tour is not even together anymore, it's like, okay, you just had 25 years of the fast lane or, you know, 15 years of the fast lane, and then Tiger disappeared, was coming back, disappeared, came back. Couldn't find any stars there. Couldn't find Jordan Spieth. Rory McIlroy couldn't cut through and be someone you really rooted for. Tiger was a phenomenon, and they couldn't figure it out. And now here they are in a place where every day, golf is like college football. Something changes every single day. And now they're going to try to navigate going forward with split tours and players that are mad at each other. And the PGA Tour is becoming close to irrelevant. Nobody watches a LIV Tour. Now they're going to try to merge and try to come together, and the Saudis who own LIV Golf may try to buy the PGA. It's just absolutely insane right now. But the bottom line is we're back to where we were. They've not been able to grow the game and grow the stars. And when there's no Tiger Woods, interest level in the Masters and the U.S. Open, it all kind of goes away a little bit. And it really is a shame. It makes sense because Tiger is such a phenomenon that you take him away. I get it. But, man, you had a long time to try to figure out, okay, what are we going to do post-Tiger Woods? Right? Like the NBA, what are we going to do post-Michael Jordan? We got LeBron James. Oh, what are we going to do post-LeBron? We have this. We've had a long time. Now we got Wemby. We got Giannis. We got stars. Everybody's big in the NBA. Is a star now. It's a star. But golf is like, yeah, we had all this time, and look where we are right now. And now after, you know, from 1996 until now, it's been great. And now it's, what do we do? Like, I don't know what golf does, but that's how far backwards golf has become now.
Well, that's the hard part, right? You're wishing, wanting, hoping that next breakout guy is there. And Tiger, you know, was different in a million ways, right? Hit the ball longer, dominated on the in his short game, you know, had, obviously, right? He broke through to a different demographic. And, you know, all of that, right? He made golf cool. Right, it's just a different thing. The marketing, the management of it all, and suddenly you had a guy, a black golfer that cut through. There were guys on the tour, but now he's a dominant player that everybody's chasing. And like anything, we love to jump on board the bandwagon of the hero and the guy that's dominating, and then just as conversely, you and I have talked about it for a decade. Hate watching is a real thing, right? Kept trying to make anybody who came close, you know, finish second a few strokes back, their rival. Phil Mickelson tried it for years. Yeah, he was a good smartass. He gambled a lot, all that stuff up. And he's won his share of tournaments through the years, but was never truly the guy, right? A true rival to emerge. So it was, all right, we're going to watch Tiger. And then once everything happened physically and time off and all that with the golf clubs and Thanksgiving weekend and everything else, you know, to where the hero got taken down, you don't have another guy that's cut through, right? Scheffler's a great golfer. What is he up to, sixth all-time in terms of earnings already? Normal guy. Praises God, thanks God in his post-match speeches, and is just a regular guy. Yeah, rootable, because you want to see how well he can go, but is it someone that you get fervently behind that you have to watch? No, the most interesting thing of the weekend was if his wife was suddenly in labor and they got word to him, was he going to walk off the course?
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Legitimately, like that was the talking point. You know, I did the show with Jeff Schwartz yesterday morning before they all teed off, and we got to watch the first couple of holes for Tiger Woods. Jeff was fading him on every hole and winning. So, you know, you have that going on, but that was the most interesting thing. If she goes into labor, does he walk up? Well, it didn't happen. He ends up winning another jacket, and away we go. You know, you mentioned Rory McIlroy before. The most interesting thing he could do is a full WWE heel turn at this point, right? And yeah, I'm going to live. Wait, I thought you said you never would, and you're, you know, Captain America here for the PGA Tour and everything. Nope, I'm gone. I'm taking their money. And then, you know, he could do the double heel turn. Well, the check cleared. I'm back. You know, I guess that would get people interested. But again, you got to go win. You got to be dominant. And that's something nobody's done since Tiger, right? We had little pockets of guys, Dustin Johnson, McIlroy himself, John Rahm, whatever. They've had some good runs, but they've never strung together something that suddenly captivated the marginal, you know, non-golf fans, right? The Sunday duffers and Saturday duffers are always going to be there. Tiger got everybody at least intrigued. And in today's TikTok and Instagram world, just like we're talking about with Caitlin Clark, if you could suddenly have the supercut of someone who's superhuman and dominating every time he picks up a club on the tour, then it wins. But we don't have that, and I don't see that in the foreseeable future. So get ready to fully re-embrace the niche sport kind of thing.
Look, it's not that you need, okay, we have to find someone to do everything Tiger Woods was doing. That's not going to happen.
Right.
But you need some way to say, okay, how do we capitalize on this and stay at this level and not backslide to where we were? Look, this is what, women's college basketball, hey, with Caitlin Clark leaving, we're going to have to figure out a way around it. Now, what they're going to probably do is push the game. They're going to push the other superstars. They already have it built in. They're hot. And they're able to build, they'll build in with these players, maybe Flo J. Johnson, Paige Beckers, we know.
Hey, Van Lith's coming back. She's transferring and getting away from Kim Mulkey to become a star once again. She's maybe that'll be a big story.
Journeywoman college basketball superstar, Haley Van Lith.
There you go.
And you know, but that's already built in, and I feel like college basketball has the sport in a good place to do that. Golf never got in a good place. It was Tiger Woods or nobody, and it was the embracing of him, and when you have 25 years to try to figure out. You gotta think it's gonna be figured out. But what happened? In the end, they allowed the tour to split. They allowed somebody to come in and say, we're gonna give you all this money to come play golf. And all it blindsided, and that's ruined the PGA tour. And now we have golfers that are mad at each other, don't talk to each other. It's just golf is in a really bad place, man. It's in a really tough spot. And I hope for golf it gets back to what it was before Tiger Woods, because before then you did have drama. You had built-in things that were interesting. You had John Daly winning. You had Daly and Constantino Rocca at the Open Championship in the 5,000-foot putt. I mean, you still had these great moments, and you had good players that people cared about. Now, I don't know. I don't think people care about Bryson DeChambeau or John Rahm like they cared about John Daly or Greg Norman. So, I mean, it's in a really difficult place, and I would have think they would have figured it out by now, but they haven't. And now they're going to see exactly what this reality is, because Tiger is in his post Mike Tyson fighting phase where, okay, for a long time we thought, well, Tyson's going to fight again. He'll start winning. Then it got to the point where, hey, Mike Tyson fighting at all like is a plus. Like, that's kind of where we are today. Tiger Woods playing at all is just any kind of plus. And that's where golf is. And I hope they find a way. But, man, they haven't for 25 years without Tiger. Now look where they are, because you see exactly where golf is. Unbelievable. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Coming up next, we will get into our NBA play-in picks. We'll tell you how tomorrow's going to go and our reaction to everything we saw yesterday on the final day of a very emotionally draining regular season finale. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. With the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Throughout the first round of the draft, insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have the pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know why we keep playing the Mets are going to the
the two are connected.
Like it's not enough when Broussard says they bring fire without the racism.
Yeah, but then Rob gives you some hope.
True, that's true. Hey, we're 500 now, man. We beat Aroldis Chapman so bad tonight he got thrown out after giving up the go-ahead double. He was so mad. Oh, he's out of the game. Sorry. Oh. 500, yo. Look at the Mets. Look
Long
at the Mets.
Road begins with the first step, brother.
Oh, here we are. And honestly,
I aspire to someday see 500 from first. My team.
You can aspire to that all you want. It's not going to happen.
Well, but, I wasn't saying this year.
But keep hoping. Just keep hoping, buddy. You never know.
Keep hope alive.
Just keep hoping.
That sounds like a campaign slogan. Let's go.
Keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. I say it. Keep up.
Keep yourself alive. Come on.
A little bit more on Caitlin Clark, number one overall pick tonight, Indiana Fever, WNBA draft. And outside of impact and how good she might be, which we'll continue to break down throughout the show, you know, the one thing I really love is that not once was there any wavering? Was there any thought about, I'm not going to play in the WNBA, right? Because you even had the big, I can't find anything to say about Caitlin Clark, so I'll say, don't go to the WNBA. You're not going to make any money. It's going to be, really think Caitlin Clark's going to be poor? We really think she's not going to make money? Yes, her salary's not great, but then again,
all of those sponsors are going to say, yeah, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah, okay, yes, her salary's low, and it starts at 70 grand a year and gets up to 95 grand a year, and I understand that the Indiana Fever already are making her salary and tickets that are sold. Well, this is how the game grows, right? This is how the game grows. This is how change happens, and now players get paid more money. So everybody wants to say, oh, Caitlin, remember, Caitlin's going to get everybody paid more money in the WNBA, all right? So understand that. Understand that for a second before you start Caitlin Clark bashing too much. She's getting everybody paid. She's the golden goose, all right? She's the one that people want to see. I'm sorry if they don't want to see you or they want to see her more. She's going to get everybody paid. She'll get paid. This is the impact she's going to have. But I love the fact that she decided, I'm going to go to the WNBA. There's no thought about playing overseas. I'm not going to do this big $3-5 million to go play here. No, I'm going to the WNBA. We're going to grow the game, and we're going to be able to have good livings, and we're going to be relevant, and this is the sport that we need to succeed as basketball players. I love the fact that all of the stars coming into the league now, whether it's Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese, they all understand the responsibility they have to grow the game, to make it better than it's ever been, to make it better for the players coming after them. And they're the ones, because this is the time. This is the perfect time. This is the time for the WNBA to grow. They have the right player in Clark. You have the moment in time. You have the league in the middle of the summer when people are going to be able to pay attention. And they understand that. And they take that on their shoulders and say, we get it. We get part of it. And I think it's awesome that not once has it been, well, I'm a star and I can go play in Italy for 3 years and get $15 million and I can be on the cover of Italian Vogue or I can be here. We're going to the WNBA. There was nothing. It was, I'm excited to declare for the WNBA draft. Angel Reese declaring for the WNBA draft in a magazine column is awesome. I mean, the day after it was, everything was after her team lost and she was very emotional. But the next day to suddenly, hey, I'm good and I'm declaring for the draft in a magazine shoot. I think that shows you what they think of what they want to do for the WNBA and want to do for themselves as part of it as well. Because obviously it's both of them. But that's been the best part of this, is that there's been no questions about, hey, the WNBA's got to do something to make sure they get these players. No, they're all going. Cardozo going. I'm in the WNBA now. I'm going. This is where we're going to go. We're going to go make this work, and it's going to be our thing. And that's great.
I think one of the great parts watching the draft tonight, I got a chance to sit in from pillar to post, actually, it was how emotional players were. I mean, an Angel Reese, I mean, she wore it on her sleeve, getting selected and the sky trading up to get the opportunity to draft her. But every one of them spoke about, the responsibility to grow and capitalize on what they've been building, right? I referenced it before with the Caitlin Clark saying, I'm in Indiana, stay in the Midwest, we're going to sell a lot of tickets. And the crowd went nuts, right? Just like, hey, here we go. It's our time to take this game and push it forward. And, to a person, thanking their teammates. We had the occasion that, Kate Martin gets drafted by the Aces. She had said, I'm just here to support my teammates, as a bunch of the Iowa women were there to support Clark. So when she got drafted, just had that look like, well, damn, here we go. Let's go. But so there's that meeting the moment and realizing that, there's some extra burden to a degree, right? Responsibility to take all the goodwill that you've had. Yeah, and the naysayers along with you. But there's a lot of backers. And for Caitlin Clark in particular, been a lot of money funneled, right? State Farm, put up a giant billboard in Times Square the second after she got drafted. So, yeah, there's a lot of, the Miracle Mile, a lot of those Madison Avenue folks who've staked some claim to Clark and the other members of this rookie class. And I think, you know, to a person, they really spoke well to the idea of, all right, we can't squander it. Like, it's our time in the sun. So, you know, from her to Cameron Brink to Angel Reese to Cardoso and go on down the line, you know, it was pretty cool to watch just that level of excitement before they switched to the NHL coverage. And just knowing that in a couple of weeks' time, you know, they'll tip it off. We don't have a four-month wait. Right, NBA draft happens at the end of June. We see guys a bit in preseason. Does anybody really pay attention outside of their city? Right, you pay attention to what's going on in your city. But for the whole NBA, we kind of pay attention around Halloween, and you're peering into people. You know, you take your kids around trick-or-treating. It's like, you got a game on in there? What the hell's going on in that game? Or you wait until Christmas, like we talk about traditionally. So, yeah, this is great. You get to ride the heat straight out of, you know, March Madness into the draft tonight, and then less than a month we're playing real WNBA games.
Yeah, look, it's before I think some colleges graduate. I think that
Well, 100%.
I'm sorry, we have a game, but yeah, I've graduated. Yeah, but I have a huge trig final on Friday. Do you really care
Zoom
about your trig?
Still final? Works, baby. Let's go.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, as we get set for the play-in round to begin in the NBA tomorrow night, Wednesday. Tomorrow night's a star-studded night with games. Wednesday night, we have the Bulls.
Dare you? Listen to Kevin Durant and everybody else. Kobe White's going to be a top five player, damn it.
No, that's great.
Might not
that's
be
great.
In Chicago, but he's going to be a top five player.
You wait till he trade him someplace else.
But he ends up being a Laker or a Knick. It'll be great.
But you want to know something else I love. And I feel that there's been way too much talk of and actual seeing of teams tanking to avoid certain teams in the playoff. And it's gotten to a point where I'm just embarrassed by it. Where I'm embarrassed by should the Lakers lose tomorrow night to avoid the Nuggets?
Well,
in the
should
first
they both
round?
Sit
really?
Out?
They should. Should they lose tomorrow and have it come down to one game, whether or not they move on or not? Like, that's just stupid. That's just stupid. We've taken this, how can I find a hot take? And, well, we're worried about who we're meeting up against in the playoffs. And, look, I get it. Not every matchup is great. Do you want to play the Nuggets in the playoffs? No, you want to avoid them. But, you know, I hear Doug Gottlieb's point that he said earlier today. Look, if you're the Lakers and you get them, you want to get them earlier, right? You don't want to get them later in the playoffs when LeBron and AD are worn down. You want to get them early, so there's that. But I'll tell you what I like is that, and this is not anything other than just the two teams that did it, the Knicks and Lakers yesterday both said, screw it. While other teams are sitting guys and we're not going to play and we're going to sit so we like Cleveland sitting everybody so they could avoid playing the Heat or the Sixers, the Knicks and the Lakers both said, screw it. We're going to go win. And we're going to move on, and we're going to beat whoever's in front of us. And I dig that. I understand, hey, we don't want to play. The matchups in the NBA are so important, and it's such a big deal, and I get it. But there's something to be said for teams saying, screw it. We're not afraid of anybody. I love the fact the Knicks went for it yesterday when they could have easily packed it away. The Bulls came to play in a game they had nothing to play for. Hey, the Knicks could have backed off and sat Jalen Brunson and DiVincenzo and not played DiVincenzo 52 bleeping minutes. But, you know, they went for it because, hey, we want to finish second. Why? Because we're good. We're going to beat whoever's in front of us, and we're going to want that home court advantage in the next round of the playoffs. And the Lakers did the same thing. Hey, we're going to go here. We're going to win this game. We're going to take care of business here, and now we're going to see where we're at. So I love that there is that, because while I get that part of it, it's become too rampant now. And when I see teams just sitting up, we want to avoid you in the playoffs. Do you really think you can win a title if you're sitting to avoid players? Like that's what I think back is that. If you have dreams of winning a championship, you really think you can do it if your thought is, we're going to sit a lot of guys to avoid this team because they're too good for us? I mean, really, I'm going to scratch those teams off. Those teams are never going to win a championship. If you're afraid to face somebody in a playoff and you're sitting players to not get there, you know you can't win a championship. And that's a lot of teams the last couple of days. But not the Knicks and not the Lakers.
The wishing and hoping and all of those things that somehow they get their comeuppance elsewhere so you avoid them the next round? Sure. Look, and if, say by some strange circumstance, suddenly Anthony Davis and LeBron James do sit out tomorrow, anybody that's ever made the LeBron GOAT argument, just walk it back. Don't tell me strategy. Don't tell me it's some stroke of brilliance, some long-term play that they're making, because you know that's just flat-out cowardice. Yeah, because you know what? You may lose Friday, too. How about that? And may not make the playoffs at all if you decide to dance with the devil that way. So, yeah, I give them credit. Go out and slap teams around. Like, the Bulls were locked into the 9 seed. That was one of the more entertaining basketball games. You know, they met, what, for the third time in, like, 12 days or something. But, you know, one of the more entertaining games that we had. And what, you know, I criticized when we were together on Thursday, and I say it again, the scheduling the last 2 weeks was asinine. And not just because you had teams playing, you know, back-to-backs like Phoenix and the Clippers did. It was more just, all right, we've had all these spaces. We agreed to give you this giant week and a half off or whatever the hell the All-Star breaks become. But in the final 2 weeks, damn it, you're going to play 4 games in 6 nights. Let's go! Oh, now go play the playoffs.
You feel good? No, but now you have some time off. You have some time. It's good. It's good. I know. I understand. Maybe you got hurt because you pushed yourself too much. But hey, now it's okay. Now you just got 4 days to rest. Oh, you're still not healthy. Oh, sorry about the end of the season.
Too bad.
Sorry,
yeah, that's hard. That's hard. You know. But yeah, for tomorrow, I mean, it's star power, man. You know, it's everything you want and hope that this play-in thing would be. Folks that have been trumpeting the 1,000-word missives or 10-minute monologues about how the Lakers, they're in the play-in again. It's like, remember, the playoffs used to be 1 through 8. So they would have gotten in a couple of these years, folks. So calm down. You know, right now, tickets are as low as $19 for tomorrow.
Wow, there you go. Hey,
Lakers at New Orleans, $19.
I'm okay with the play-in being ultimately affordable. I'm okay
with
that. I'm
all Golden right with that. State at Sacramento, under $100.
It's not the dollar to go see the Angels the other night, but still.
How about that? It's against affordable. The Rays, it was $1. Tonight, the White Sox had their $4.15 promotion. I guarantee you, if you went on secondary sites and just hit up a message board, someone probably had a stack for you if you really wanted to go. But, you know, and then Wednesday we get Miami, Philly, and Atlanta, Chicago. Let's go. Playoff time, baby.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. As we are getting set for opening night in the NBA play-in round, tomorrow we have the A-list tomorrow night. We have the varsity game tomorrow night, then the JV games on Wednesday. Sorry, buddy. Lakers-Pelicans, followed by Warriors and the Kings. Let's go Lakers-Pelicans first. I would love to pick the Pelicans. I would love to pick them. Playing at home, they got embarrassed. They got out-efforted by the Lakers yesterday. Zion Williamson said they just played harder than we did. Yes, they got Brandon Ingram back, and that should be a big deal. And this is Zion's first playoff game, and you know he knows he's got to show out. But the Lakers have just found a way all season long to beat the Pelicans. The only time the Pelicans have won is when the Lakers were playing on the second night of back-to-backs. The Lakers are playing terrific. They are peaking at the right time. They're feeling good about themselves. As long as Anthony Davis plays, he's up in the air right now, says he's going to play Tuesday night. As long as AD plays, the Lakers are going to win. It's going to be two back-to-back wins on the road in New Orleans for the Lakers. They move on to the regular rounds of the playoffs where the Denver Nuggets will await.
I take the Pelicans -1.5 after being embarrassed once again. Because remember, the Lakers got them by 44 way back in that game that should have counted and didn't. Remember when we were talking about all that in-season tournament nonsense? Why do all these other games count and the schedule and stats? But the final, yeah, you got a novelty check and you played an extra game, but it doesn't count. Yeah, that would have helped. That would have been helpful for the Lakers along the way. But look for the Pelicans to respond. Ingram got his first game back after missing 12. The Pelicans have been playing some pretty good basketball before getting blitzed by the Lakers on Sunday. I think they rebound and take care of business at home. And yeah, that's with both the stars of the Lakers playing, which leaves a lot of people here in Los Angeles wringing their hands about, oh no!
Warriors and the Kings are the nightcap, and here, I'd love to pick the Kings. I really would. I'd love to pick the Kings. Mm-hmm. They're younger. They're playing really well, but no Malik Monk is going to be a big deal. The Warriors have been hot lately, and look, for both teams like the Lakers and the Warriors, this is their sweet spot for the playoffs, right? Early on in the playoffs when they haven't had time to get exhausted by playing a game every other night and playing heavy minutes for all the big players. Look, we've seen it with everybody. Every team that relies on older players, they play great for the first couple of rounds, and then what happens? Oh, then all of a sudden, time catches up with them, and they wind up falling out of the playoffs, and it's very quick. It's not one of those, oh, it's going to over the court. No, it's, hey, we're at the point, we hit the wall, and we're done. Now, that's going to happen for the Lakers and the Warriors because they do rely on players that are too old. The Lakers need one other star in there, a younger star they can rely on, which is what they're going to do in the offseason. But for right now, the Warriors are playing extremely well. Yes, I know it's on the road, but hey, they won the series last year. The Warriors are playing at a high level. I'll take the Warriors to win this game and force that winner-go-home game against the Pelicans.
I dig it, yeah. So the matchup, once again, we'll get Warriors-Lakers.
So I mean, really, I wouldn't be that upset if I lost that and it turned out to be Warriors-Lakers. I mean, I wouldn't be that upset if
nice extra bonus game for us during our window later in the week. But, yeah, I'll take the Warriors to win. Playing really well down the stretch. Draymond Green ever since the incident a while back. They've just been playing better basketball, better team ball, and with Steph Curry and even Klay Thompson, right, who was written off 35 times this year. He's been playing really well in the role that he's adapted to down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, look, I feel like either the Lakers and the Warriors are on a collision course for the play-in round, or they're both destined to get out of it. To get out, and the Lakers move on, and the Warriors move on, and we have a 1-8 in the playoffs that's just crazy. All right, you know, the Lakers at 7, the Warriors at 8, and the Thunder are all sorts of nervous. But this is, you know, this is what it is for these teams, and they're both playing. If they weren't playing well now, I would say, okay, the younger teams are going to run them out of the gym. But because they're both playing well now, they know when to peak, and this is when they know they have to hit their peak. Yeah, that's why I'm going Lakers and Warriors for tomorrow night. And look, but like I said, if I'm wrong about the Lakers, I wouldn't be that mad as long as the Warriors win. It was Lakers Kings. I'd be like, now we got to have conversations about Mike Bibby and Chris Webber and Kobe. And so if it's good, if they are going to lose, at least give us Lakers Warriors.
Yeah, either way, it's going to give us tremendous storylines. We get to play some of those old Vlade Divac clips if we need to. I mean, there's so much in the chamber. Talk about New Orleans food if we have to. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Or just go on your ways and listen to Vlade, right? I think you still get his voice on ways, right?
Well, or if it's been eliminated, there's no doubt we can find that on the interwebs.
Oh, you could probably get anybody now with AI. I'm sure you can get anybody.
Oh, that's a fair point.
You want to.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. That's absolutely true.
A lot of stars are going to lose money. Oh, yeah, we don't need you. We just need you to say one word. Actually, you know what? Never mind. We'll just get it all off of AI. It's fine. We got it off the internet. We read
the dictionary. You're screwed. I just thought it was a freelance assignment. I didn't think it would cost me a job.
And now you don't need me anymore? No, sorry, Vlade. You go back and smoke cigarettes outside. It's all good. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Up next, big story out of basketball.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.